Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 140 people were killed, another 525 or more wounded when airstrikes at a funeral ceremony that happened in Yemen. It was a ceremony for the father of a Houthi government official. Houthi rebels are blaming the attack on the Saudi-led coalition, which has come under increasing international scrutiny over alleged civilian deaths. Coalition denies any responsibility for this latest attack. Meantime, the United States says it is launching an immediate review of the Saudi-led coalition. White House National Security Council spokesperson Ned Price said the U.S. is deeply disturbed by all of this and that U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. Russia has vetoed a draft of UN Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria.
Ce qui est en jeu aujourd'hui, c'est d'abord le sort d'Alep et de sa population.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, who flew to New York for the rare Saturday vote, said, "What is at stake first and foremost is the fate of Aleppo and its people." United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting that they could impose sanctions, calling for war crimes investigations. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Al-Bakr is from Syria, and it's unclear whether he was among a million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. This is VOA News. Amid concerns that foreign adversaries, most prominent among them Russian, may attempt to use vulnerabilities in the U.S. electronic voting system to influence the outcome of the presidential elections next month, speaking about the integrity of the information flowing through voting machines, U.S. Homeland Security and counterterrorism official Lisa Monaco says people need to know the U.S. election infrastructure is resilient.
It is owned, operated, administered, and managed by states, by localities, down to the county and municipal level. It is not a federal government entity. It is incredibly diffuse and diversified. So that's a good thing from a cybersecurity perspective because there's no one single point of failure.
Russians have reacted defensively and with cynicism about the United States government officially accusing Russia of being the most likely culprit for recent hackings of U.S. political organizations. A weakened Hurricane Matthew is nearing the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast after killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. One of the worst-hit communities there is Jeremy. Drew Garrison is a Haiti-based missionary with the group Mission of Hope.
The closer we got to Jeremy, the further from Port-au-Prince, it was just complete devastation. Anything that was not concrete was flattened. The palm trees were bent over in half or completely ripped of their leaves. There were several little fishing villages that just looked desolate.
Hurricane Matthew also flattened communities and wrecked agriculture in the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. At last note, the hurricane center was 85 kilometers off Cape Fear, North Carolina, here in the United States, moving slowly away from the coast. Turning now to U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has tweeted he would never drop out of the race and said news media and the establishment are trying to thwart his candidacy with the release of a 2005 video recording of Trump making lewd remarks about women. During the last month of campaigning, Trump said he will focus on his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, by arguing that her husband, former President Bill Clinton, has committed far worse misdeeds against women. Trump and Clinton are due to appear together in a second of three debates. Later on, VOA will have live coverage beginning at 1 hour Universal Time tomorrow. Check out our website, voanews.com, for that debate and for all the news about the U.S. presidential election. Also, the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.